Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about a life of sharing. As we follow up from last Sunday's message, we talked about Jesus sharing with his disciples, specifically sharing a meal we often refer to as the Last Supper. But it was more than a meal that Jesus was sharing. He was sharing his life. And he was preparing his disciples to not only share their life, but to share his life with others as well. And so each weekday morning, we've been talking and praying about a different aspect of the sharing that God wants us to do, that he instructs us to do, that he commands us to do. And today we're going to talk about sharing generously. 1 Timothy 6, verse 18, we read this, "Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share." There's so many times we look at others. And especially when the Bible talks about generosity, when it talks about the wealthy and those who are rich and the things that they ought to do, and I think most of us, whether deliberately or subconsciously, we kind of gloss over that, convinced it means somebody else. There are some that probably view themselves as rich, but most people kind of consider whatever they're at is to be average or below average. Maybe a little bit above average, but not to, we would be the rich people. And because we do that, we often miss what God wants us to live like. Because we are rich. And as Paul would write to the believers, he would talk about the visibility of their riches even welling up in the midst of their extreme poverty. Almost sounds like a contradiction. But as we draw near to God, we discover we have more than we thought we did. And we discover the times of scarcity teach us a reliance on God. And it doesn't mean we like it. It doesn't mean that we're happy about it. We continue to seek ways to improve. But even in those moments of whatever level of wealth that we consider that we have, God wants us to be generous. To be rich in good deeds. Those don't necessarily take a lot of money. They don't even take any money. To be kind to others. To do what's right. To learn respect and consideration. You see, we can be rich in good deeds even if we have no money. And when we're filled with those riches, then we have an abundance to be generous with. You see, sometimes we're stingy with our money, but many times we're stingy with our kindness. And God's desire, as we learn to share, is that we would share generously. It's like his sharing of wisdom when we ask. James tells us that he shares generously and without finding fault. You know, sometimes, even when it's just simply kindness, we find reasons not to be kind. And God's desire for our generosity is that we would mirror his image in not finding fault, Do they deserve our kindness? Well, maybe, maybe not, but we definitely did not deserve God's kindness. We may think we did. We may think we're the good people. But that's because we're judging ourselves by ourselves rather than judging ourselves by God's standard. And so we look for those opportunities to share. We talked yesterday about sharing the good news, about sharing the gospel, the riches of God's mercy, that someone that you will meet today is likely going to need to hear that. Perhaps they've failed. They think they've failed beyond redemption. Perhaps that someone is you. Oh, God's love, the riches of His mercy, the expanding breadth of His grace, that which He pours out generously upon mankind, not willing that any would perish, wanting everyone to come to repentance, to find salvation in Jesus. And even when it's matters of kindness, when it's matters of sharing the gospel, sometimes our lack of generosity is, we're a little bit like Jonah, who in the end, when God relented and withheld punishment on Nineveh for a time, because of their repentance, because of their turning to Him, Jonah sits down and pouts. And his reasoning is, this is why I ran away to begin with. I knew that you were a God who would forgive. Kind of the between the lines, somewhat unspoken aspect is, I didn't want you to. I wasn't so generous with forgiveness, and I knew that you were. And our generosity today, if you have finances, be generous with those. But don't let a lack of financial resources stop you from being generous. Be generous in good deeds, in kindness, in humility. Be generous in the fruit of the Spirit, because God is producing those things in you. And it's His work. Be generous with everyone you meet. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is the example of generosity that we'll never reach, but it's our standard. And Father, today I pray that you would forgive us for those times where we've not been generous, where we've allowed a focus on finances to just put an end to generosity, to not even think about it. And Father, regardless of our financial situation today, help us to be a generous person. If we have the financial resources, and maybe even if we don't, that you would teach us how to be generous financially. But Father, even alongside of that, perhaps surrounding that, teach us to be generous in good deeds, in humility, in kindness, in the things which represent Jesus, in all of the things that we've shared and we've prayed about this week already, in ways that we ought to be sharing. May generosity be a hallmark of all of those. And Father, may we realize how incredibly vast you are and your resources are. That those things that your Spirit produces in us, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the things that we can't make on our own, because they come from you, we have the ability, we have the responsibility, we ought to be sharing them more generously because we realize they'll never run out. And Father, sometimes our stinginess comes because of a fear of loss, a fear of scarcity. And yet, with what you produce in us, it's without end. And Father, as we learn to be generous in our good deeds, in our kindness, in our patience, may that help teach us to be generous with our money, with our time, with our respect. And Father, in all of it, may we consider others to be more important than ourselves. May we consider every person that we encounter as being worthy and valuable of your love. But not just worthy of you, but may they be valuable enough that they're worthy of our generosity. Not because they've earned it, but because you love them. And Father, may we learn to love them simply because you do. And Father, as we grow in sharing generously, may we continually lift up Jesus as the reason that we're able to do that. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.